AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Senate's in session this Friday evening, moving toward passage of a bill to fund most of the government through the end of September. Ed Donahue reports it comes despite resistance from some Republicans.
Democrats in the Senate laid out a list of demands for the Department of Homeland Security, including an enforceable code of conduct for federal agents conducting immigration arrests and a requirement officers show identification as the country reels from the deaths of two protesters at the hands of federal agents in Minneapolis. Kentucky Republican Rand Paul was asked where things stand.
There won't be a government shutdown. There'll be a temporary one because we're going to pass it today. There'll be a couple of days and the House will come back and pass it on Monday.
President Trump says he doesn't want a government shutdown and encourage members of both parties to cast a much-needed bipartisan yes vote. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump's nominating former Federal Reserve Governor Kevin Warsh to be the Fed's next chair. The Justice Department has released another big batch of material from its Jeffrey Epstein files. And Sagar Magani reports a judge has ruled federal prosecutors cannot seek the death penalty for the man charged with the killing of UnitedHealthcare's CEO.
The district judge in New York has dismissed a federal murder charge against Luigi Mangione in Brian Thompson's killing, ruling it was technically flawed. Mangione still faces stalking charges that could earn him life in prison if convicted. The ruling foils the Trump administration's bid to execute Mangione for what it calls the premeditated, cold-blooded assassination of Thompson 15 months ago. President Trump has vowed to resume federal executions after the Biden administration halted them. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And Catherine O'Hara has died. The Emmy-winning actor was known for her roles on SCTV, Schitt's Creek.
TV, do we know how this man expired?
And the two Home Alone films.
Kevin!
Catherine O'Hara was 71. This is AP News. Wholesale prices rose a hotter-than-expected 0.5% in December. Year-over-year, they were up 3%. And Seth Sutel has the AP Markets report.
Stocks fell on Wall Street while gold and silver prices plunged as investors tried to gauge what President Donald Trump's new nominee to lead the Federal Reserve will mean for interest rates. The S&P 500 dropped 0.4% Friday. The index had been down as much as 1.1% earlier in the day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 179 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite gave back 0.9%. The value of the dollar rallied against other global currencies, but only after swiveling a couple of times. Huge rallies for gold and silver prices screeched to a halt. The price of gold dropped 11%. Silver plummeted by more than 30%. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.